Hi, this is Vakesia Nelson, KECIANELSON. Date of birth is 8/15/88, and date of accident is 8/16/2022. This patient has been referred from US rehab for evaluation as a new patient. She was injured on 8/16/2022 in an automobile accident. The patient reports. Wow. This was a work-related accident, not a car-related accident. And chief complaints are pain in the mid back, lower back, right hip area, and also the right arm, right shoulder, right knee, right ankle and foot, which is more worse on moving. She was injured at a Cleveland engine plant. And she was training for 2 days, and she worked for 4 months. And the accident at the work happened on 8/16/2023 at 5 a.m. at the Cleveland engine plant. She reports that her work normally consists of pushing and pulling one engine after placing the engine on the hoist. And then she has to push the engine to move forward. There was no car accident, no direct trauma to the head. But the patient started having certain pain in the lower back, mid back, right hip and right knee. And this happened almost a year ago. She wants to do some more therapy. She is moved to Michigan and her family is here. And also she lost her home in Cleveland for no money. She reports that she has a hard time standing too long, more than 30 minutes, and also sitting for too long. She can walk up to half an hour to 1 hour, but then it gets worse. These pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, heavy, tender. They are from 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving, improved by nothing. The patient reports that there is no radiation of the pain to the arm or the legs, and they are localized. Only x-rays have been done. And in the past treatment, patient reported that she did go to core medical group where physical therapy, chiropractic was done 3 times per week. And she couldn't work. However, she couldn't make it more than 4 weeks. So far, she has done 40 sessions and she's 55% better. And currently, she's not working. On the day of the injury, she went to the ER and the university, in the ER at the University Hospital in Cleveland. X-rays were done, CT was not done, MRI was not done, or they were negative. And medications were provided along with muscle relaxer. MRI couldn't be done as the Ford Motor Company denies to authorize. So far, she has done some chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, and massage. System review is positive for psychiatric, for anxiety and depression. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Allergies, none. Family history, Patient reports, mother is alive, suffers from hypertension, father is deceased, suffers from cancer, liver, cirrhosis, bleeding ulcer, siblings, two brothers, two sisters, no medical problems, relationship status, patient single, and no kids, and living with a sister. She reports that her sister is home care provider, and she herself is working for Ford Motor Company, living in a line assembly. Currently, she is unemployed because of the pain and disability. She is trying to file the disability. Legal history, patient has Regina Ewing, E-W-I-N-G, as an attorney. Personal history, patient does drink alcohol, occasionally smokes cigarettes every day. No recreational drugs are listed. Additional history, patient has problem with the sleep, mood, sleep, depression, and anxiety, denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. She reports of weakness, numbness, tingling, and difficulty walking, sleep disturbance. Physical examination. Is as follows. There is a severe, okay, physical examination, 34-year-old African-American female, okay, good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, joints, clothing, colonic, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or pain phases. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and she has all the DMEs. Rest of the physical examination is from the template. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination reveals that there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscle from T5 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points. Other than that, rest of the muscles are completely normal with the normal tone, bulk, contraction, no fasciculation or abnormal tremors. There are no atrophy of the muscles is noticed. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of bilateral sacroiliac spine. And paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypotonicity and no tenderness noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Cervical spine range of motions are normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 25. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign, Lermit test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Sotohol test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slum test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. And straight leg raise in test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test was negative. CAM test negative. Budzinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joints. Mild tenderness is noted in sacroiliac joints. With scanning flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test being negative. But the fibro test and consonant test are located positive bilaterally. And Tenderberg sign is negative. Extremities examination is completely normal. There is no findings, including in the left hip, left knee, or left ankle. Range of motions of all the joints is normal, and extremities bilaterally, upper and lower, are normal, well warm to touch, well perfused, no tenderness, pig edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm is no notice. Range of motion for all of the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed, and the gait is essentially normal. Diagnosis. I wonder if I discuss the ADLs. Let me put the ADLs. Running, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, reaching into cabinet is a factor 10. Walking, standing, home chores, cooking in the kitchen is a factor 9. Dressing and ability to lift dinner plates are a factor 8. Bathing is a factor 7. The diagnosis, G89.21, R26.2, R53.1, M62.38, Z79.891. In the nerves, M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Pain in the right leg, M79.604, pain in the right hip, M25.551, pain in the left knee, M25.561, lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care for ACR Nelson is from the template, and treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided Tylenol codeine number 3, 14 tablets, 1 tablet 2 times a day for, Tylenol codeine number 3 is provided for pain relief. For the regular medications, non-narcotic, patient is provided with a compounding cream to help with the topical pain relief, and Mobic is provided 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, flexible 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg twice a day for depression, anxiety, panic, as well as pain relief. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for further relief of pain. pain and my for the topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological model, is yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Effort psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We have release for records of release for this patient. And intervention pain procedures are going to be considered, especially sacroiliac joint injection and other injection after the MRIs are reviewed. Medical records are reviewed. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigation. MRI of lumbar spine is ordered as patient tells me that she never had a MRI for the lumbar spine. It sounds like unbelievable, but I asked her to make sure that there is no MRI done elsewhere. Investigations are done. So DME, patient already has all the DMEs. And the record, back brace, neck brace. Education, yes. Disabled, follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.